This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kemp. During last night's meeting, Bethel City Council unanimously voted to fund three very different projects. The first will allocate more than $700,000 to the Fitness Center for emergency repairs. The second has created a new school police officer position within the Bethel Police Department. That's to the tune of more than $100,000. The city created the school officer position so it can apply for a grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. The grant, aptly called COPS, will help the city fund its police department. The officer will be stationed at Bethel Regional High School. The position will be funded in part by the COPS grant and by the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Bethel City Council also unanimously approved a recommendation from the City Community Action Grant Committee. The committee will award Bethel Community Services Foundation with $25,000. The funding will begin to develop 20 housing units to be added on to Bethel Winter House. Continuing in municipal news, Election Day is coming up next week, and Bethel voters will be making decisions in three contests. In addition to choosing their city council members and Lower Kuskokwim School District board members, voters will also be choosing their Bethel Advisory School Board members. The Bethel Advisory School Board has three open seats with seven people running. Each term is for 3 years. The candidates are Sonia Beaver, Deshan Forrett, Brian Jackson, Mark Jones, Jamie Jacobs McDonald, Winter Montgomery, and Wyatt Rogers. Bethel Advisory School Board members meet once a month and share community feedback with Bethel school principals and the district. They also help shape Bethel school policies and budgets. The elections will be held October 5th, the same day as a state-run election for Bethel City Council members and LKSD board members. You can vote early in Bethel for your city council members and school board members, but advisory school board elections will only be held on October 5th. The election will be administered at the Bethel Cultural Center and the LKSD district office. Polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Next, in sports, COVID-19 vaccinations will be required to participate in Kuskokwim 300 sponsored sled dog races this upcoming season. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has the details.
The vaccine mandate applies to all mushers, handlers, employees, and volunteers. It requires full vaccination to participate in K300 events, and the policy says it could change to include booster shots as well. Under the policy, full COVID-19 vaccinations will be required to take part in the K300 Sled Dog Race, Bogus Creek 150, Akiak Dash, and all local races. The K300 Race Committee Board of Directors unanimously adopted the policy this month. The board is also maintaining its COVID-19 testing policy for participation in the flagship K300 Sled Dog Race. Along with being fully vaccinated, all mushers and handlers must provide a negative test to take part. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in environment. 9 YK Delta tribes got a boost in funding this month to respond to environmental threats like erosion, flooding, and permafrost degradation. The money comes from the Bureau of Indian Affairs Tribal Climate Resilience Program. BIA announced awards of more than $1 million to YK Delta tribes. The tribes that were awarded funding are Chifornik, Chivak, Eek, Kasigluk, Kungiganak, Kotlik, Quigilingok, Napakiak, and Nunapichuk. They each received between $100,000 and $150,000. This is the second year the federal program has focused on supporting Alaska Native communities that are facing existential environmental threats. For most of them, the funding will pay for studies to assess these threats. These studies will look at how severe erosion or permafrost degradation could become over time. They will also predict how much community infrastructure could be impacted. Those communities can then take the results of those assessments to make a long-term plan. For example, tribes may use the results to decide whether to relocate, move back from an eroding coastline, or take other actions without moving their community. For three villages, Napakiak, Nunapichuk, and Chifornik, the funding will pay for an environmental threat coordinator. Each community has their own name for the position, but it's a person who manages all the grants and projects related to environmental threats. More and more communities in the YK Delta are finding that such a position is necessary. The BIA's Tribal Climate Resilience Program is not funded by the infrastructure bill currently being considered by Congress. If passed, that bill would make another several hundred million dollars available to tribes facing environmental threats. Next, in fishing. unofficial estimates of this summer's king salmon runs in western Alaska rivers show a lower than average return. State biologists say about 129,000 king salmon returned to the Kuskokwim River this year. Of those, the state estimates about 28,000 were harvested and 101,000 made their way upriver to spawn. The state's escapement goals for the Kuskokwim River were met, but federal and tribal managers' escapement goals were not. This year's king salmon run is slightly higher than last year's and a little more than half the size of the 2019 king salmon run. State biologists are not entirely confident on initial estimates of this year's Kuskokwim River king salmon run, however. Poor weather conditions prevented the Department of Fish and Game from flying aerial surveys during the 2021 fishing season. That means the actual king salmon run could be much lower or much higher than estimated. The upper Yukon River king salmon return fared even worse. State biologists estimate 33,000 king salmon returned to the upper Yukon, which was below preseason estimates and a 36% decrease from last year. Further north, less than 3,000 king salmon swam up the Unalakleet River, a 45% decrease from the previous year. Because the Chinook salmon runs on the Kuskokwim, Upper Yukon, and Unalakleet rivers were so low this year, the Bering Sea pollock fishery will be held to lower Chinook salmon bycatch caps next season. That's according to regulations set by the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. State biologists have not released preliminary estimates for the run sizes of other species of salmon. However, in-season estimates of chum salmon returns on both the Kuskokwim and Yukon rivers were the lowest on record. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.